Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 10, verses 19 to 21. The people were again divided in their opinions about him. Some said he's demon-possessed and out of his mind. Why listen to a man like that? Others said, this doesn't sound like a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? I'm so grateful for the complete honesty of the gospel writers. They were clearly deeply committed followers of Jesus, and it must have been tempting to have chosen to ignore the opposition that he faced, but they didn't. They were astonishingly honest about how Jesus brought division between people throughout his ministry. And it wasn't simply a case of people liking or not liking his teaching. Some people believed he was mad and even demon-possessed. Jesus has always divided opinion, and he still does. Richard Dawkins, the well-known atheist, has recently conceded that Jesus did exist, although he once said, somebody as intelligent as Jesus would have been an atheist. John Lennon stated, I believe in God, not as one thing, not as the old man in the sky. I believe that what people call God is something in all of us. I believe that what Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha and all the rest said was right. It's just that the translations have gone wrong. Former US President Barack Obama said, accepting Jesus Christ in my life has been a powerful guide for my conduct and my values and my ideals. It's vital that we all make up our own mind about Jesus. C.S. Lewis powerfully expressed the decision we all have to make. He wrote this, a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You have to make a choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. So let me ask you a question. How would you respond if someone suggested to you that Jesus was merely a great teacher? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus into the world to be our Savior and friend. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.